This is a recording made with the iTalk Pro and my iPod being held just under 1 foot away from my mouth. This is about the distance that I would hold my iPod if I were simply navigating the menus. If I turn the iPod so that my mouth is closer to the left microphone in an attempt to let you hear the stereo separation, and then turning the iPod so that I'm closer to the right microphone, you will probably notice there is no discernible difference at all. That is because the two microphones are very close together. That's just the nature of the design of the iTalk Pro's size. I will now set the iPod down facing towards the room that I'm in, and I'm walking away. I am now probably about 5 feet away from the iTalk. I am speaking at the same approximate volume that I was speaking before, conversationally. I am now backing up and am close to 10 feet away from the iTalk. You may have trouble hearing me, but the iTalk still can pick up voices at this distance. And as one more test, I have backed up to probably more than 20 feet away, maybe 25 or 30. I am raising my voice a little bit in hopes that the iTalk can hear me and you can sample what voice recordings sound like at this distance. I'm now walking back closer, back to 10 feet, back to 5 feet, returning my voice to a normal volume, and then holding the iPod at a normal distance.